This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Braves and Mike and I, we went to break and we're still talking about the Smith-Sharver injury. If you're just joining us, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves getting ready for a three-game set against the Red Sox. They salvaged a game last night, but the bottom line is, like, we can't get out of our own way. And when you feel like, okay, hey, we're getting Ronald back, we knew that. Maybe it took a little bit more time than we expected. Strider comes back, then gets hurt. And misses more time, and now he's back, and I still don't think he's back to 100%, regardless. And now you're dealing with another injury to a guy that you were counting on to help you every 5 days,
right.
And he was living up to it. So, you know, it's not like, oh, well, you know, we keep saying we'll just deal with it. We don't have a choice. But I also think, like, this is why you have to stack pitching.
But this goes back to, and again, all right, I'll wait till 5:45. I told you so. This team never has enough pitching. You know, I mean, I guess the bats went cold, but 23.
They did.
No one seems to remember. You went into that series with two pitchers and Strider with an abdominal thing. No one ever seems to remember that. You know, you didn't have enough pitching then. You know, last year.
You're talking about 20?
23.
Yeah.
I mean, 21 was sublime. And 21, you had everybody. Ian Anderson, everybody contributed that year. The night shift, everybody was putting it in. But nowadays, you've got to have five starters. That's why when guys get on, the one thing I will defend Brian Snicker over, I don't think this year has been one of his best at lineup the other day to start the doubleheader,
sure.
Included. But you start every season with 3/5 of a starting rotation. You know,
and then you have to figure it out.
Right, two veterans, a couple guys with the minors, you know, a reclamation project. You know, as we said, we've get guys off of waivers at sometimes like Gausman it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I mean, it's just you've never ever gone to battle. You know, the wealth of pitching and the Dodgers, ironically, they've got injuries every year, but they've got seven guys that can start for them, right?
They do.
They don't have them, they find them.
They find them. It's and by the way, the Dodgers, here's what's crazy, and I think I've talked about this, Mike. You know, everybody talks about the Dodgers spending money. They haven't had a first or second, third or fourth overall pick because they've been so good the last decade.
Right.
Right? So then you say, well, how are they finding these guys? They haven't traded for everybody. Some of it has been free agency, but they've also drafted really well to be able to go acquire
right.
some of these players. And they're drafting late in these rounds. I only say that to say, yeah, they find them, but everybody just thinks like they just go and pay for everybody.
But
and they don't.
But they're in Asia. They're in Japan.
They're everywhere.
I mean, they're spending money.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, it's very frustrating because – and a couple guys already hit us up on the text line and said, well, Max Fried – see, that's the thing. Max was starting to wear down a little bit. Max is having a career year.
Let's not look. The hindsight on Freddie is real,
right?
Not on Max.
Max was missing a lot of innings the last few years. But I get it. The impulse is you couldn't have thrown $160 million to keep Max Fried, mm-hmm. and I get it. Now, yes, those guys will come out of the woodwork. I understand it, but I'm just and the only reason at the time I said no is how I've been conditioned to see how Alex Anthopoulos approaches this. I would have kept Max Fried. just but knowing how the Braves operate, knowing they'd never do that.
Yeah. I feel like, and this is going to sound cold and harsh, but we got the best of Max Fried. Over the next 7 years, he's not going to be as good as his ascension to becoming the guy that we saw here in Atlanta. So when you have these young pitchers and you have them under control, okay? Let's just take you behind the curtain here. And you've got a guy under contract, and he's arbitration eligible, and he's going to get incremental raises. Great. But he's not going to get a $150, $180, $200 million deal. That is where we had Max for the last 6 years. And then you get to a point where he's 30.
Right.
And you have to make a decision
He also feels insulted.
He does. But you have to make a decision on a guy who's shown the propensity, Mike, to be injury prone. And have you gotten the best of what he has to offer? Right. And I feel like the Braves, in that situation, it's not a knock on Max. I think they made a great business decision. The Freddie thing, when you talk about elite hitters, that's different. You're going to tell me Max Fried, oh, he helped us win a World Series, and he did. But I would also tell you that Max Fried probably would not have started 30 games for you, especially at the end of this contract, over the next 3 to 4 years, which is what the Yankees are counting on. Watch what I tell you. So I feel like that was the right decision. You still have to go younger. You got to find arms, and you got to figure that out. But I don't feel bad about like not having Max. That's not the answer here. The answer is when you decided that, what else were you going to do?
Well, the other thing is, it's funny. I had mentioned back in April, Griffin Canning.
Who?
That was the guy we traded. We dumped Soler's salary to the Angels. We took on Griffin Canning. We DFA'd him. He's gone. And we just let him go. Now, he's gotten shelled the last two games. But he's had some great starts for the Mets. This guy is 5-2 with a 3.23 ERA.
He could help
you. You had him on your roster.
Yeah.
He was on your expanded roster in the offseason. And that's one of I got to be honest, that's one of the Filene's basement deals that unfortunately we let slip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They had 9-game win streak with this guy on the bump for the Mets. For some reason, we passed on him. So but that's exactly what Alex likes. Value, cheap.
Value.
And yeah. So, and eats innings.
But I have to say this. The value thing is great. I just don't know if that's going to play out this time around.
Nope.
I don't know if that's going to play.
23 is – 21 is ancient history. 23 was an aberration. And I think some Braves fans are starting to come to the realization that Money Harris is never going to be a 250 hitter. I know he had some great at-bats up there this weekend, and we hope that's the change in shape of things to come. You're hoping Acuna gets back, but it's hard to think of Acuna being that athlete he was when he was MVP. You know, and Austin Riley, this is just temporary. He's a good fielder. But there's a lot of strange things with this team right now.
Yeah, and certainly the injury bug is plaguing us.
Everybody's dealing with the pitching thing, but, I mean, and again, this, you feel like you're snake because you're the Profar thing to start the season.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. We didn't even mention that. That's what I'm talking about. Like, all these things that you start saying, okay, because realistically, Mike, what we're talking about is your backup plan.
Right.
What's your backup plan? Okay, we got Acuna. We know he's coming back. The Profar thing was a backup plan. It was, I've got a guy that can start for the next few years, and it's a backup plan for Acuna because we're not sure about when he's going to return, and we don't need to start off slow. The mindset and the thinking and the process is what's right. We didn't know this dude was sticking needles or whatever was going on, and he was going to be out for you know, the first 3 months or 4 months of the season. I just feel like the most pressing thing now, and I know you guys are like, we still aren't hitting enough. We're not.
Right.
But I got to trust that these guys are going to be who I think they are, and I got to go address the bullpen, and I got to go address this pitching.
The shopping list is like getting longer.
Mike, those are the two areas. And then guess what? If Riley and Olson and Acuna and Albies and who else am I at? And Money are not good enough to carry us, then we'll address that in the offseason.
Because I've already got guys today on the text line. You know what they're saying? Blow it up. This isn't – now, remember I said famously fire sale it?
Yes.
And we went out and won the World Series. I said that after Acuna got injured the first time. So, look, it's always darkest before the dawn. I try to be an optimist. But there's just too many things about this team, night in, night out, that just don't pass the eye test to me.
No.
Hope I'm wrong. Hope they fix it. But it's a lot of average players on this team right now.
Yeah, I agree, man. Lots of stuff going on. As we said, NBA playoffs continue. Knicks last night found their way. And, Mike, I think they make it a series. I do not think they win this series. We've talked about this. But tomorrow, Saturday, guys, it's Knicks and Indiana. We will see. It's 3-2. You think it's done tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I guess if Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Haliburton were just saving themselves for some action on Market Square, maybe that's what it was. Some pointed questions. We played it earlier where Siakam – it's the same creepy reporter that apparently is banned from covering the WNBA. So yeah. A lot of guys thought he was being over-aggressive. The guy said they weren't ready. They didn't have the killer instinct, whatever. He goes, well, why didn't you? It's game five. Get rid of the Knicks. Save yourself some time and be fresh for the finals. But either way, I think they get it done. I just don't think that depth of the Knicks, it comes back to bite you in a series that now is six games. And I think Pacers can just go so deep. And they got a million guys getting a three-point shot.
If it does go to game seven, it's going to
be. You like the Knicks? You think the Knicks can make it seven games?
Well, look, the formula, whatever that was last night.
That's the most complete game they played. They played the best defense.
But can you replicate it? See, that's the thing. Can you do that on the road in an intense environment? And can guys make shots like that? I'm not worried about Brunson. Brunson's a baller. Right. I'm worried about the other guys. Cat's got to show up. These other guys have to be consistent.
But this goes, when you get, you and I talked about this when the series started. When you get the Pacers to grind in the half court, it's almost like they tap out.
Yeah.
Because that's what it looked like last night.
Because those easy baskets have gone away. If there is a game seven, it's Monday at the Garden. And by the way, I kind of hope it is. I'd love to see a game seven, but if you're the Pacers, you got to win tomorrow.
By the way, Knicks are 2-0 when Kylie Jenner is there.
Really?
Yeah. Is that the right one? I get them confused.
Yeah.
That's
She's
the one
the
that's
younger, the
hanging
younger
out with
sister.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, well... She's got more money than he does.
Well, he is the Kwisatz Haderach.
Hey, man, we are back.
That's
in
a Dune reference, nerds.
We are back in studio on Monday, by the way. Want to give a big shout-out to all the folks out here at Twin Peaks coming out, Tinker included, hanging out with us, just stopping in and having an ice cold brew, and, of course, the staff and everybody out here. We have a great time every time we're out here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll tell you when we're going to be back out in Buckhead and certainly back out up here. You have family coming in, don't you?
Yes. If you see a guy who looks like Joey from Friends and sounds like him, that's my cousin Tony. If you see him at Truist Park. And my godson, who looks like Zoolander. Remember the baby Zoolander? That's what he looked like right out of the womb. The kid was making, like, how you doing faces. But, yeah, we're going to be over there. Hopefully I'll see you guys, some Braves fans. Hope we run into you at the Battery on Sunday.
Yeah, let's hope we're going for a sweep with the way things are going. Hey, big shout-out to Brian McFadden and also our man Gordon, who is our on-site engineer, and back at the studio. Got to give a shout-out to Dominator.
Let me tell you something. Dominator, this young kid, he's kind of like the Nick Allen of Dukes and Bell. This plucky young man. He elevated his game. He's more than Nick Allen. This guy is, you know what? He's Glenn Hubbard. He's Glenn Hubbard and Nick Allen.
Very nice.
You know, and he'll throw in Lemke when he was clutch.
Okay.
And even some Blauser, all rolled into one.
That's a lot.
He's a little guy that gets the job done.
Hey, Dominator, man, great job this week. And he's a part of our family. He's been filling in for Big O, who's out with the new baby. My man Day-Day will be back next week, but just want to give you some love, man, on the air. Hey, coming up, Turtle's coming up at 6, right? Is that right? I believe he is. All right, Turtle, Chris is coming up, so stay tuned for that. Mike and I have to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man. Weekend's going to be nice. Rain is gone. Well, at least what we've gotten this week. So enjoy the weekend, and then join us on Monday. We've got a big show coming your way starting at 2 o'clock. Hey, we're talking about the Braves. We got more football conversation, including the Falcons, who are back on the field next week. There's going to be a lot of stuff that we'll be diving into. Make sure you are here. All right, Mike Bell, man, enjoy the fam. Tell Tony I said what's up, and enjoy the brew at the ballpark. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
So my old man loved boxing, hardcore boxing fan. Here's a headline. I mean, if I told my dad 20 years ago, World Boxing Federation mandates sex testing for boxers in competition.
What?
Well, this goes back to the Olympics.
Oh.
Remember the North African boxer that was, some said was a man?
Man, yeah.
And some said was not? Yes, apparently the governing body, which runs all the boxing committees, competitions, I should say, in the 2028 Olympic Games, and it's, again, part of the IOC, says, yes, we've got to make sure you've got a guy going up against a guy in the squared circle.
I agree. By the way, Paul Skeens, you guys know who he is? Skeens, one of the most dominant young pitchers in Major League Baseball. Rumor is the Pirates are at least considering maybe moving him. 1 year after winning the NL Rookie of the Year and coming in third in the Cy Young Award race, I mean, he didn't get called up till May. His stuff is electric. Here's what I'm telling you. He's having another excellent year, and he just turned 23 years old. If the Pirates trade Paul Skeens, it's the biggest idiot move in the world. You're trying to give your fan base something, Mike, to feel good about. The Pirates haven't been good forever, and at least every fifth day I can go, hey, Skeens is pitching.
Somebody to go see.
This would be a monumental mistake.
Remember, today's Pirates are tomorrow's Yankees.
Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you just don't understand exit velocity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.